Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President, Finance and Accounts and Chief Financial Officer; Mr. Anantshree Chaturvedi, Vice Chairman, Flex Films International; Mr. Apoorvshree Chaturvedi, Director, EU Operations and Sustainability, UFlex Group; and Mr. Surajit Pal, Vice President, Investor Relations. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remark, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And we welcome you all to Q1 FY24 earnings call of UFlex. I'll start with the positives, and the positives for the quarter are that this quarter we witnessed highest-ever packaging films volumes from our India operations. We witnessed highest-ever aseptic revenue in a quarter. We witnessed the highest-ever export revenues in a quarter of about 400 crore. And even from the aseptic packaging business, the export revenues are now touching close to about 200 crore per quarter. And the best is that while the packaging films business has been a bit sluggish, a couple of months after the onset of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. But in terms of this quarter, what we can say is that we've not seen any deterioration in volumes in terms of the packaging films, especially the PET. And overall basis, we've maintained a positive sales volume on a quarter-to-quarter basis by about 0.5% or so. The other value-added films also, like holographic films also, we've seen a 28% YOY increase in volumes. And the Dharwad project, which we commissioned on 31st of March, has helped us to achieve about a 77% capacity utilization from that plant, and which has given us about 22% volume increase in the packaging films business in India. Overall, for the quarter, when we see the EBITDA margins, though on a standalone basis, are at about 12.3%. This quarter, there has been some normal foreign exchange fluctuation losses also to the extent of about 18 crore. So if we negate that impact, then the standalone EBITDA margin stands at about 13.5%. The consolidated EBITDA margin stands at 9.3%, which when we compare with the peers, we appear that seems much better than the most of them. And I've seen the numbers from about 4.5%-9% range. So overall, which shows that the packaging films business still continue to be sluggish given that what's happened in Europe, what's happening in America in terms of the sustained increase in the interest rates, inflation, which has impacted the consumption. But still, if you see our PAT for our America business, we've still achieved volume, the capacity utilization of our America plant is 100%. The capacity utilization of our Mexico plant is about 87%. We've seen a dip in the capacity utilization in we're still keeping those plants at the full capacity, but we're getting impacted at a margin level. While in the European plants, the capacity utilization levels have been impacted because of consumption being impacted due to higher energy prices and the higher mortgage payments which the customers have to do, driven by the increased interest rates across all the mortgages. Again, this quarter, we've been also impacted hugely by, in the third week of June, we had the Central Bank of Nigeria, when the new government took over in Nigeria in the month of March, and thereafter, we've seen this one major policy change where the Central Bank of Nigeria, which was keeping a peg on the dollar naira parity, has now linked it to the market demand and supply situation, which led to about 62% devaluation of the naira currency vis-a-vis US dollar. And we've seen the huge impact of that in this quarter. It's about 382 crores in this quarter, when the currency has moved from about 460 naira to a dollar to about 750 naira to a dollar. And that explains us this exceptional item, because our borrowings there are in dollar, and that has impacted the profitability at the bottom line, and we have reported a net loss of about 416 crores in this quarter. The aseptic business, though it has done better, it has done well, but we still miss the momentum, because of an early onset of the monsoon in the country this year, which means that the beverage consumption gets affected when you have when the summer is shortened. And otherwise we could have done still better in that business. We had told that we are expanding the capacity by debottlenecking the plant from an existing 7 billion packs to about 12 billion packs, which will be operational in the next fiscal. And we have now quite a good hold on the domestic as well as the international markets in that, and our team strongly believes that as and when this capacity is available, as it was the last time when the capacity got increased from 3.5 billion packs to 7 billion packs, they are producing much more than that. This quarter also, the capacity utilization of the plant was close to 120%. And keeping that momentum, I think the team is quite confident that, as and when the revised enhanced capacity is available, they're going to, market all of that in a very short span of time. So there are positives. There are positives on the aseptic packaging. There are positives on the flexible packaging, including the holographic films business, which, as I said, that has seen about a 28% YOY increase in the volumes and the revenues. And once this business, packaging film business, stabilizes, I think we will see much better level of profitability with the much higher operational level from our aseptic plant as well as our flexible packaging business. On the CapEx part, the two projects, backward integration, where we going to, manufacture our own raw material for our PET films. One based in Panipat, which is likely to be operational by the end of this fiscal, and another one in Egypt, which will also become operational in about 6 to 8 months' time after we operationalize the Panipat plant. Which would, given the level of the capacities that we have globally and being number two in the industry, I think that will give us enough, cushioning against any shortages, against any unforeseen price increases. I can now share with you that, during the COVID period, during the tough times, while availability was an issue, in European business, we have almost paid 3.5 times of our normal prices, add-on prices for the PET chips, during this COVID period as compared to what we were paying earlier. So it did impact our margins during that COVID period, and given that, we now run huge capacity and the entire competition has already, had already set up these plants, PET chips manufacturing along with their PET lines. We were the only exception, and we were continuing to buy from the market. But yes, we suffered quite extensively during the COVID period, both from an availability as well as from a pricing perspective. And now that, they'll be getting commissioned in the current fiscal, I think that and business risk also is now taken care of. On the BOPP side, the entire industry depends on the outsourced raw material, and so will we continue to do that. But from a PET perspective, I think we'll be even far better than the competition because, what we have is one single large facility where we also have the flexibility of making the bottle-grade chips, which again continue to have a great momentum. Or we can make the PET chips for the packaging film. So we have that flexibility kept. While, as I was saying that, this is the minimum economic size of the facility that we are setting up in Panipat as well as in Egypt is going to be much more, efficient and cost-effective as compared to the competition because we're going to produce at one single source, large capacity. And, while the practice has been that, for each BOPET line, you set up an equivalent PET chips manufacturing capability as and when you set up a line. So that in nutshell, explains the debt levels for the current quarter are almost the same as what we had in the previous quarter. So there's been no further debt addition. And the net debt at about 4,400 crore is almost the same what we had reported in the last quarter, which means that there have been repayments and there have been fresh debts taken to fund Panipat and the Egyptian backward integration projects. I think that is what I had to say about our performance during this quarter. And over to you for any questions that you may have, and we'll be glad to answer them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just a couple of questions from mine. Firstly, I wanted to understand on the FX losses that you have booked during the quarter. So apart from the exceptional item that we have shown, are there any other FX losses?
Actually, your voice is cracking. Can you just repeat your question, please?
Am I audible now?
There's some disturbance. So.
Audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. I'm saying that apart from the forex losses that we have shown in the exceptional item, are there any other forex losses that we have booked during the quarter?
Yeah, I said that during the quarter, there are normal currency fluctuations of about 18 crore, which are taken at EBITDA level itself.
Okay, so 382 crores, the exceptional item that you have shown, and another 18 crores. Which might be part of the other expenses. Nothing apart from these two items.
No, these are the two ones on the forex side.
Okay, so except Nigeria and Egypt, are there any other regions where there is a weaker currency and we can see some sort of forex losses going forward?
I think Egyptian currency continues to weaken every quarter. So the Mexican currency has appreciated in this quarter, and all others are sort of minor negative or positive, so that's not so. Other than Nigeria, the second biggest negative is Egypt still in this quarter as well. But now, because it is the market driven, it is not pursuant to any policy changes by the government, which has impacted the parity of the exchange rate. So those are being reported as a normal expense item and not as an exceptional item.
So on a net basis, would it be possible to share that what is the net hedge that we have in Egypt as well as Nigeria? Because I think we have taken some local currency loan. And then we would be having a mix of local procurement as well as, imports. And same on the sales side, we'll have the local sales as well as exports. So on a net basis, is it possible to quantify the net hedge position in both the regions?
No, see, the Egyptian, so it's, it does not work that way when you are talking of forex impact because of the devaluation. So on the balance sheet date, if you have dollar loans, so they will all get converted into a much higher Egyptian pound if the local currency has devalued. Or if you have the receivables, so they will also get impacted by the currency devaluation. And then during the period, the operating expenses you convert from Egyptian currency or the other functional currency of that country into Indian rupees at an average rates for the quarter, because those are the transactions of the sales and purchase which you do constantly throughout the quarter, so they are not impacted by the exchange rate as on the 30th of June or 31st of March at the end of the quarter or the year. They get constantly evaluated based on the exchange rate, average exchange rate during the quarterly or the yearly period. So it's very difficult to tell you as to on each which day what is the total impact. But the overall picture is that during the quarter, you still have suffered a negative impact in Egypt, and which is offset by a positive impact that you had in some of the other currencies, including Mexico. So on an overall basis, the the normal currency fluctuations have resulted in about an 18 crore loss in this quarter as well, while the Naira loss, Nigerian currency loss is an exceptional item because that's pursuant to a policy of the government of Nigeria.
Understood. Got it. My next question is on the Asepto business. So, firstly, what is the volume target for this year with the 7 billion pack capacity? Are you expecting like 100% utilization based on the order book visibility and, for the current fiscal?
So, the first quarter, we've seen about 120%. Let's see, the Jan, Feb, March again will be high quarters. Because that's where the season sets in. But in between, from August to December, it's normally a lean period for the business in India. But as we said that, as we speak, we have been able to achieve about 50 to 60%, being contributed by the exports. So I think as we go forward, the exports will hold the key to how this business volumes are compensated. Because India, we will definitely see a decline from August till December, and those volumes will have to be substituted from the exports, which is looking achievable at this moment. So an overall basis against the capacity of 7 million packs, if we are able to do about 8 billion packs a year. Earlier, if the season would have gone better especially from April to July, I think we would have seen about 8.5 to 9 billion packs this year itself.
And post this debottlenecking, you would be able to do 12 billion packs, right? You'd be able to do 100% at the peak capacity utilization.
Yes.
Once you are done with the debottlenecking.
Yes.
So any specific reason why this is taking long? The timeline that you mentioned is by April 2024. So are we waiting for some balancing equipment or what is the reason behind, this long period for the debottlenecking?
So that's the delivery time taken by the equipment supplier for the delivery.
Okay. So what will be the capex for this debottlenecking?
I think this capex is in two parts. One is, this machine, these equipments itself, that's number one, which should be about 50 to 60 CR. And then because the capacity is now from 7 to 12, we'll have to build some more storage for the raw material as well as for the finished products. So that will be another 40 to 50 crores.
So total 100 crores of capex, which will be spending this year for the debottlenecking.
Yes.
Right. And how much time are you expecting to ramp this to 12 billion packs?
I think we are targeting next fiscal. If we are able to do it from January, that will be a huge moment, a bonus, because that's where the season commences in India. I think keeping a conservative number, I think we should look at something in April itself.
So you're saying in FY25, we should be close to 100% of the capacity utilization?
The target is, but let's see, because as I said that, when we expanded from 7, from 3.5, so currently we are operating at 8, and from 8 to 12, that's what our team is showing huge confidence in terms of achieving that number. We were fortunate that, there was no lag when we expanded the capacity last time. So April 23, when we got this 3.5 to 7 billion packs, we were April 22, sorry, we were already have the enough order book to ensure that that we achieve the very high capacity utilization in this plant, and hopefully we will surprise the markets by saying so again.
Okay, got it. So now Asepto is going to be a material contribution to your standalone business. So from an investor perspective, it would be great if you can have Asepto as a separate segment. So are you thinking something on those lines going forward from the reporting point of view?
Because it's all packaging. So are you saying that demerge, or are you saying report separate numbers for Asepto?
Reporting separate numbers for Asepto.
I think we give that indication each time on the call and otherwise that, Asepto business, we are looking at margin in high teens. So that's the we tell you that, but beyond that, at this moment we are not looking at having Asepto, because it's not that the numbers are becoming higher, so that's why you should report Asepto as a separate business. Asepto also uses a part of the same raw materials what the flexibles use. So it's all part of one, the packaging activity as such. But on the call, we do share with you that the margin profile in the Asepto is much higher as compared to the flexible packaging. And I think we'll maintain that as of now, there's no plan to, have a separate, segment reporting for the Asepto business.
So in the past, you have given a margin guidance of close to 20%. So is that what I should be working?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay. So coming to the next part, on the spreads. So for the current quarter, how are you seeing the trend of the spreads? Is it better than the last quarter? And if you can answer separately for BOPET and BOP, and also how many lines are you expecting in each BOPET and BOP for the current year as well as next year?
So this year there are no, we will have a couple of more lines for the PET coming up, by the end of this fiscal, or I don't know, looking at the market today, if the competition wants to delay that. But there are about two plants which are likely to hit. And thereafter, there is for the next 3 years, we don't see anything coming up in the PET business because there's nothing in the pipeline. On the BOPP side, there's nothing in this year, there's nothing in the next year, but a year later, there may be a couple of plants which will come for operation.
So this is only for India, and globally, are you expecting any new lines for this year and next year?
Globally, it's not been a mad game like, the way it has been in India. The capacity buildup has been rational only. But fortunately, because the demand got impacted, that's why we've seen a much lower, volumes there, especially in Europe. I told you that even from America plant, we still achieved 100% capacity utilization in this quarter also, and a higher level of capacity utilization even from the Mexican facilities. But Europe is what is struggling to push the volumes.
So basically, the next 2 years in India, we're expecting only two lines in BOPET and nothing in BOPP till FY25. So based on some channel checks and all, what I found is that there are some new players for the first time who entered the packaging film business, and they are suffering because of the spreads that are prevailing right now. So have you seen any shutdowns or delays in the capacities that were supposed to come up, let's say last year or maybe current year? Have there been any delays or let's say a permanent shutdown of those lines?
So there's been no permanent shutdown. Obviously people may not be operating their plants at the full efficiencies looking at the demand and supply situation. But you know, the delay of any new commissionings is clearly evident, and that is inevitable as well. So, you know, we may see, you know, 6 months kind of a delay from the people who are today in the process of commissioning their facilities. So that's what, but clearly, if one particular facility can produce about, let's say the new plant can produce about 45,000-48,000 tons a year, so clearly we will see that, you know, those plants not being run fully.
Got it. Okay. And on the Dharwad facility, you mentioned that you're running at 77% utilization. So any timeline, how much it will take to ramp it up to 100% for Dharwad, as well as, you know, the both the CPP lines that we have set up, one in Dharwad and one in Dubai?
So 77% capacity utilization in the first quarter is quite an achievement, I would say, given the current market situation and given that it's a new market for us. We've been predominantly we've been a north market, North India market player, and here we are, you know, new to that southern market. 77% capacity utilization level seems quite decent. I think once the 6 months time, once the demand supply situation improves a bit, because as I said, that India is able to absorb 1.5 to 2 plants each year, given its you know, increased consumption each year, and so you know, we've already seen a struggle of sluggishness of about 6 to 7 months in this, or maybe close to about a year now in this. So another 6 months, I think the levels should definitely improve. Or even if the volumes do not improve initially, the margins will improve for sure.
Okay, okay. So this trend for the spreads in the current quarter, how is it looking like vis-a-vis the last quarter?
This quarter should be better, and but you know, we've only seen about we have only as of now the management accounts for the month of July only. So, but I think they'll be better than what we had in the last quarter. Both India as well as globally.
Okay. Also, in your press release, I think you mentioned about, you know, revisiting the listing of the overseas business in US. So, any timelines on the same?
I think that's all market dependent. And, you know, if the markets would have supported us, we had a huge momentum on that. And our investment bankers were almost ready to file the you know, the prospectus and all that, but then the markets stumbled. So now it all depends on the markets as to, you know, the IPO markets in the US, how do they come back. So we're keeping a close watch. We keep on interacting with our investment bankers, and obviously that's on our agenda, because, you know, that will you know, hugely change the way the company is valued today. Because when we were talking to, based on the guidance what we had from our investment banks, I think it was nowhere close to the current valuations of the UFlex that you see in India. It was much higher. I can't share the numbers, but definitely, you know, those markets were pricing us in a much different way.
So based on the, let's say, the previous M&A activity and, you know, the similar peers who are listed in US, what is the target EBITDA multiple that you would be seeing once this business gets listed?
See, when we were looking at the markets at that point in time, so there were players who were, so the range was between 8 to 12. Now, depending on the market, how the buy and is market, you would have found a, you know, a middle ground for that. So obviously, which means that, you know, given the what are the levels here versus the valuations that you see over there, I think it's a different number. But you know, having said that, that was the time when the earnings were also you know, sort of very quite high. The earnings have also taken the dip, especially in the international markets. So you know, when the pricing power comes back and the earnings come back with the higher capacities that we've set up internationally in the last 3-4 years, I think that will be the right time to again look at them going to the markets again. You know?
So you are saying minimum 8x multiple for the peak?
Sure,
I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may please press star in one. The next question is in the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited. Please go ahead.
As for the margin, you just said that for the Indian operation, it is around 13.5% because of the problems outside, it has come down to 9% overall, right?
Yes.
In normal times, we used to have something like 17 to 19% margin. So when do you see us, see the company getting to that kind of margin level?
I think we are as keen to get back to those levels as you are. I think going back to, I think the first target should be first to go back to on a combined basis to anywhere between, you know, 12 to 13% range first. So that should be the
happen.
Because as of now, the India and overseas business put together this quarter has been about 9.3%. I think if we first target 12 to 13 and then, you know, look at consolidating from there, that will be the right approach. So in about a year's time, I think, you know, or in the Q4 of this year on a run rate basis, if we can achieve that, I think that will be good. But because for the overall year, for it to become 12 to 13, you will need a much higher number in the later quarters to come to an annual level of about 12 to 13. So in Q4, if we can do about 12 to 13 range, I think that will set the tone for the FY25 then.
Okay. And this overcapacity that this industry is witnessing, when will that get over?
So India is the overcapacity situation. And as I said, that India can take care of about 2 new plants each year without disturbing the market. So I think India should correct itself in about 6 months' time. But it won't go back to those dizzy heights what we've seen in 2021. I think there'll be more rational pricing this time. And the capacity expansion would also be more rational because, you know, we in 2021-22, we were at a level where the payback periods for the setting up the new facilities had come down quite considerably, and that led to increased capacity by the existing players as well as the new players got in there. You know, I think, and that's what happens, that, you know, when the business is high, the momentum is high, you know, people look to replicate the, you know, success of a particular industry. That's very normal because, you know, normally the capital is the last constraint that you have following a successful investment. So, I think we can easily look at in about 6 months' time, the India should look at a much higher, you know, margins as compared to what they are in Q1.
Okay, and as to the world, I mean, your outside India market.
World, I think the volumes have to come up. Europe still continues to be, a drag. And U.S. is doing far, far, far better, you know. And the pricing power should also, as I said, that by Q4, if we can look at about 12 to 13%, you know, EBITDA margin range, that's what we are also we also hope for.
And my last question, you just pointed out about the listing of the U.S. in U.S. Is it the U.S. subsidiary or something else for listing in U.S.?
So we were looking to list our Dubai holding company, which actually holds the whole business.
Okay. Whole other than India business, right? Or hello?
Yes, other than India business.
Okay. So that you wanted to list. Okay. Thank you. I think my questions have been answered. The next person can take over. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Esha Prasad from VSK Fincap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good evening, sir. My question is that as compared to the previous quarter, we can see that at least that the top line has reduced. Is there a pricing pressure in terms of due to some competition, or is it the impact from outside India business, or is it the India business which has brought the top line reduced it as compared to the previous quarter?
So, the two things here. One, you know, we've seen our overall sales volume going down by about 7.5% on a year-on-year basis. So as compared to June 2022, in June 2023, we've seen about a 7.5% dip in the sales volume. But the revenue dip is about 19%. And the difference is best explained as that, you know, the raw material prices have also corrected. So it's a combination of 7.5% volume dip plus some margin dip, and to a very large extent, the raw material price dip, which has led to the revenue being down by 19% on a year-on-year basis.
Okay. Sir, another question is that how much time will it take for the new capital expenditure which you are doing on your plants to increase the capacity? Will it be seen in the next 2 to 3 quarters, or how long do you see it happening?
No, which capex? There is no further capex.
The Panipat plant which you are, or is it is producing currently?
So the Panipat plant, to the extent we are going to consume that raw material within our own plants, is not going to be a top line accretive. It will be a margin accretive, considering that your cost versus the market outsourcing, that margin you will retain. But to the extent you are not selling in the markets, it will not be a revenue accretive from you, for us, because we're going to consume that material in-house in our plants. But we expect this plant to get started by end of this fiscal.
Okay. Sir, what challenges do you perceive in this packaging sector for the next 2 to 3 quarters, which can impact the business?
We've seen, you know, last couple of years that this dollar issue, you know, the consistent increase in the interest rates in US, Europe and all that is actually starving a lot of economies from with the dollars. And that is actually, you know, sort of has set in huge depreciation of their currencies. We saw Egypt last year, we are now seeing Nigeria this year. Mexican currency last year also devalued. Good that it got better this quarter. But this is the main thing that, you know, what we are seeing, because the dollar availability in some of the developing economies remains to be a concern. So it's becoming a challenge both from your procurement of the raw material prices, because, you know, if you don't have the dollar availability, that limits your sourcing of the commodities from the international markets also. And that's been our main strength, that, you know, given that we are a global player, so we can source our raw materials from any which country, from where we think that, you know, it is more cost beneficial to us. I think Egypt and Nigeria both have been huge hits in terms of the currency depreciation, and that's where last year also we had FY23 also we substantial losses both, which affected the you know, above EBITDA level, and then as an exceptional item because Egypt devalued its currency twice. So Egypt has almost devalued by about 100% in the last 1 year or so, and now we've seen Naira depreciating by about 62%. I hope that, you know, the dollar interest rates going up get settled soon, because that will then mean increased flow of the dollars to these economies, which will, you know, sort of calm their currencies. And that's what seems to be a big challenge as of now.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Arora from RS Leasing Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my question. First of all, I'm sorry I joined a bit late. I just wanted to know whether there is any change in update from the last quarter with regard to, I mean, with our communication with the CBC.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Arora. Your audio is breaking up.
Has there been any change?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Arora. Okay. We are unable to hear you clearly. Hello? Mr. Rajiv Arora, we are unable to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost the audio from the current participant. We'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So what is the CAPEX for the current year and next year?
I think we need to now, the balance that needs to be spent on the plant in India is about maybe 150 odd crores. And in Egypt, it should be about close to about $60 million still, because that plant was started much later. So that plant is costing us about $71 million. So I think $60 million there, which will be spread over this fiscal as well as part of the next fiscal. But India CapEx would happen within this year, debottlenecking of Asepto business will also get completed in this.
Okay, so 150 crores and 100 crores will be this year, plus some portion of the Egypt expansion. So you're talking about the PET chips facility, right, at the Egypt location?
Yeah, PET chips facility. Right.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you on the effects expansion plans, because you know, you mentioned that you're quite confident that the company should ramp up to 12 billion packs once it starts, once they're done with the debottlenecking. So you know, where are we planning to expand next, and what are the timelines for the next phase of growth for the sector?
There's nothing on the anvil right now. So I think that call will have to be taken depending on how fast the extended capacity to 12 billion packs is utilized.
Okay, understood. That's it from my end. Just one more thing. I think the subsidiary financials are not uploaded yet on the website. If you can please upload the FY23 subsidiary annual reports.
Okay, we'll look at that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. A reminder to the participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
I think thanks everybody for being on the call today. And to that extent, you know, we tried our best to give you, you know, to answer all your questions, all your, you know, queries about the performance in this quarter and the guidance as to on the CapEx and the business outlook for this year and the next year. We hope to remain in touch with you and keep on updating you on what's happening in the industry. And I can only say that, you know, because we are diversified, so, you know, that gives us an leverage over the competition to still build momentum in the business. And the packaging films business, which is currently seeing a sluggishness both in India as well as export markets. India, the volumes are not impacted, but, you know, the demand supply is clearly impacting the margins in the business, and overseas it is impacted by the volumes drop. You know, the target is, and all the, you know, the sales people, the entire team is now working much harder in terms of regain their, you know, their volumes in those markets. And once the volumes are regained, I think the pricing power will also, you know, sort of come back. That's what we are hoping for. We are working, you know, the whole team is working very hard, including, you know, Mr. Anand Shri Chaturvedi, Mr. Apoor Shri Chaturvedi, who are handling the European, Middle East, and the American territories, respectively. So I think we sure that, you know, given our leadership position in the industry, we shall be in a position to, you know, sort of set the things right in the packaging films business within this fiscal. That's what, you know, we are hoping for. And we continue to build momentum in our other businesses, which have borne, which have shown tremendous resilience during the period the packaging film businesses was a bit sluggish. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, everybody on the call. And we hope to remain in touch. We'll surely be. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.